for all I care.
Thank you, David Rovix, live here in the KBOO studios on this summer morning, talking about burning it down. And we are going to go out with some coverage from last night's CNN, where Van Jones was on, and the election results were coming in. Van Jones, if you recall, had been selected for Obama's cabinet, and the right-wing Republicans forced him out, and he wasn't able to take that office, and has become a commentator. So let's go out with Van Jones.
It's hard to be a parent tonight for a lot of us. You tell your kids, don't be a bully. You tell your kids, don't be a bigot. You tell your kids, do your homework and be prepared. And then you have this outcome, and you have people putting children to bed tonight. And they're afraid of breakfast. They're afraid of, how do I explain this to my children? I have Muslim friends who are texting me tonight saying, should I leave the country? I have families of immigrants that are terrified tonight. This was many things. This was a rebellion against the elites. True, it was a complete reinvention of politics and polls, it's true. But it was also something else. We've talked about race. I mean, we've talked about everything but race tonight. We've talked about income. We've talked about class. We've talked about region. We haven't talked about race. This was a white lash. This was a white lash against a changing country. It was a white lash against a black president, in part. And that's the part where the pain comes. And Donald Trump has a responsibility tonight to come out and reassure people that he is going to be the president of all the people who he insulted and offended and brushed aside. Yeah, when you say, you know, you want to take your country back, you got a lot of people who feel that we're not represented well either. But we don't want to feel that someone has been elected by throwing away some of us to appeal more deeply to others. So this is a deeply painful moment tonight. I know it's not just about race. There's more going on than that. But race is here, too. We got to talk about it.
And that brings to a close Political Perspectives for today. Chris Andre's up next, hosting Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary. At 10:15, we got Flashpoints. Greg Palast today joining Dennis Bernstein for an Election Day postmortem on voter intimidation. Also, the pipeline, how Bay Area financial firms fuel the fracking boom. 11 o'clock, we got The Dirt Bag. Host Glenn Andreessen and his guest Jim Gilbert discuss plastic culture, fruit trees, and rhubarb. And get your answers to gardening questions. And we thank you again for becoming members of KBOO. Thank you all for listening. We're going to go now to, what are we going to do? We're going now to Chris Andre and Air Cascadia. Thanks for tuning into KBOO.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to sponsor Aveas para Principiantes, Birds for Beginners, November 12th from 1 to 3 p.m. at the Hillsboro Public Library. The Hillsboro Parks and Recreation and the Hillsboro Library are offering an introduction to bird watching taught in Spanish. The class will be led by Steve Engel from the Jackson Bottom Wetlands Preserve and Charles Brooks from the library. Again, that's Aveas para Principiantes, Birds for Beginners, November 12th from 1 to 3 p.m. at the Hillsboro Public Library, 2850 Northeast Brookwood Parkway in Hillsboro. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is, of course, Wednesday, November 9th, 2016, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio at 90.7 FM on the ad, kbo.fm on the web. The news, of course, is, today is self-evident. We're going to have a different kind of programming today. First up, though, we're going to be in just a moment, after we do a little weather, sending out a tribute to Mr. Trump. I want to say big ups and hurrah for the Democrats. That was genius. If they had actually won by landslide or something, there would be mobs in the streets. Every rube with a pitchfork would be out there. Every hit with a gun, the AR-15s, it would look like a wedding in Kabul. A strategy of handing the car over to the dog is brilliant, utterly brilliant. This is a far better strategic position to be in. The dog will probably never be able to drive the car, no matter how many times the dog catches the car. So whether or not Trump has a cadre of wise advisors, I wouldn't count on it. He's very paranoid. He's very thin-skinned. He doesn't trust anybody but his big-bosomed daughters. And even that trust may collapse when the daughters realize that they're the laughing stock of the family, the laughing stock of the world. And now, without further ado, Warren Zevon could not puts it perfectly. There is nobody that says it better. Mr. Trump, this is for you.
I started as an altar boy, working at the church, learning all my holy moves, doing some research, which led me to a cash box labeled Children's Fund. I'd leave the change and tuck the bills inside my cummerbund. I got a part-time job at my father's carpet store, laying tackless stripping and housewives by the score. I loaded up their furniture and took it to Spokane and auctioned off every last Naugahyde divan. I'm very well acquainted with the seven deadly sins. I keep a busy schedule trying to fit them in. I'm proud to be a glutton and I don't have time for sloth. I'm greedy and I'm
Thank you, Warren. Rest in peace. Donald Trump, you won't be resting until this is really over, because it's not over yet, because you are part of somebody else's plan. And that said, welcome back to Cascadia, where we have our feet on the ground every day. And this is where we take a stand and where we defend our habitat and our environment from all comers. Today, we got a chance of rain. It does seem to be drizzly, and we could get a little bit of sun breaking through later on in the day. Highs around 62 for tonight. Overcast skies, lows around 51. Tomorrow, partly sunny, highs around 62. And for tomorrow night, it's going to be those lowering overcast skies with a low around 52. I've got a little quote for you from Oscar Wilde also. Democracy means simply the bludgeoning of the people by the people for the people. Think about it. Democracy means simply the bludgeoning of the people by the people for the people. And Oscar goes on, the youth of America is their oldest tradition. It's been going on now for 300 years. Youth of America. That's it for the weather. I want to bring you a couple of headlines because we want to go out with a young man I met standing in line at the election building yesterday. He said that it was the first that he'd voted before, but this was the first time he'd paid attention. Well, we're going to be paying a lot more than attention for the next while. So that said, I want to just go to this. The attorney for the District of Oregon says a local man has pleaded guilty in federal court to threatening to kill President Obama, threatening to shoot FBI agents, and possession of an unregistered explosive device, which led me to ask a question. Where do you go to register an explosive device? Do you walk into your local police department and say, hello, this is my bomb. I wondered if I could register it, please. That's not going to fly. But this is straight out of Medford. The U.S. attorney for that district says that the local man pleaded guilty in federal court. Smart move. Plead guilty. Get it over with. Moving right along, Obama called Trump to offer congratulations on the election victory. Hillary made a speech. She declined to make a speech last night, which is probably a wise move. I do hope that Hillary keeps the energy level up. She's going to need it because her role is certainly not over. And nor are the roles of others waiting in the wings. Their skills are going to be called into play probably in the not-too-distant future. And, of course, in Cascadia, Kate Brown defeated Republican opponent Bud Pierce, who couldn't get it right with the ladies if his life depended on it. And the rest of the results, the Oregon returns, are we're being bludgeoned with them right now, even as I speak. Protests, of course, erupted around the country from Pennsylvania to California, Oregon, Washington. Hundreds of people were out in the streets to voice their opposition to Trump's victory, if indeed that's what it is. I certainly would invoke the old chestnut, don't believe the hype. Before we run out of time here, there were protests around the country. And moving right along, conservationists and others are pushing now seriously to remove four giant dams on the Snake River in southeast Washington. Now's the time to do it. Push that through. Push that hard. Because when the rest of the power structure finally gets its gnats together, then there might be a little opposition. Right now would be a brilliant time. Same goes for Nestle in the gorge. Kick him out now. This is when it's going to count. We got a little bit from this conversation that I had yesterday, standing in line, and I believe that we have that right ready to go now.
Any reflections that you have on this past electoral season, what it's been like for you, any differences that you want to reflect on?
This is the first time I've really paid attention to voting, and I guess I feel like I'm stepping into adulthood and trying to pay more attention, learn about politics. It's been very enlightening.
Is this the first time that you voted, or did you vote?
No, I mean, I voted like once when I was a teenager and I didn't really know what I was doing, and then I sort of got away from all of it because I don't know, it's a little bit dismal at times, you know, to pay attention to all that, so I didn't want to pay attention, and now I do. I'm ready to be active and participate.
What was it like, getting the information that you thought you needed to make a decision?
What was it like getting the information?
Yeah,
very, very difficult. I mean, even the sources that come from, you know, my party, for not that I'm strictly Democrat or anything like that, but still you get a lot of misinformation out there all the time. Doesn't matter where you go, you can always find somebody to contradict it. So you really got to sift through everything to really find the truth of the matter.
What have your conversations with friends and family been like?
They can be a little heated at times, though most of my friends and family are leaning the same way I am. There are a few who are not. So, sorry, could you repeat that?
What are we heading into? This is a part, and this is like a reflection of things in the future elections. Do you think that we're going to have more of this?
Yeah, I think so. I think in general people are waking up quite a bit.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you talking with us today. Anything else you would like to add?
Get out there and vote, everybody who's not.
That's right. So thanks to all the people that I spoke to yesterday. I've got more audio of people I spoke to last night who were more declined in the attention that we were paying. They were up around this area of in the southeast. This has been Air Cascadia for Wednesday, November 9th, 2016, the aftermath, the day after. Engineering for us today, Tammy Dean. Thanks, Tammy. Derek Crooks, I am, and AM News and Public Affairs Director. Thanks for that, Derek. And I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts. Know your rights. Take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned. Keep paying attention, eh?
Flashpoints. Greg Palast joins us for an Election Day postmortem on voter intimidation. Also, the pipeline, Hal Marin, and San Francisco financial firms are fueling the fracking boom. I'm Dennis Bernstein. All this straight ahead on Flashpoints. Stay tuned.